Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." The people Jesus forgave from the cross did not deserve it. But in fact, no sins deserve to be pardoned. If they did, then the whole endeavor of our salvation in Christ would be merely contractual with God. But it is the universal undeservedness of sin that makes forgiveness such a scandal. We are suspicious of forgiveness because we get it that if anything can be forgiven, then everything must be. Clearly, Jesus was asking for forgiveness for the people who were treating him so badly. Christ, always the perfect teacher, is demonstrating what he preached at his Sermon on the Mount. Notice that Jesus doesn't show hatred. Jesus does not show anger. Jesus does not curse them. He only forgives them. But he also adds to the Father that the people know not what they do. My brothers and sisters, how many times do we practice this kind of forgiveness in our own lives, if ever? How many of us have carried the poisons of sin of not forgiving somebody in our hearts? Very frequently, you hear people, especially in the secular media, they talk about how love is the most wonderful emotion. Love is the greatest, most powerful emotion. That's not true. Anger is the most powerful emotion. And it is when we're angry, we make some of the worst decisions of our life. We decide we're not going to talk to somebody because we're angry. We decide that we're not going to be affiliated with somebody because we're angry. Anger is a toxin. Please don't misunderstand me. I know that some of us have suffered very greatly at somebody else's hands. Some of us have really been injured or maligned beyond all reason. Forgiving people is not easy. I understand that. I struggle with that myself. And it's amazing how not being able to forgive, however, it actually makes us feel worse, not better. It grows in our hearts like a cancer, and it sours all that is good in us and around us. Anybody that's ever driven in rush hour traffic around here knows what happens when you cut somebody off in traffic. You get the "you're number one" salute, or they wave their fist at you. But if you make a simple gesture that it was a mistake and that you're sorry, they wave back. They kind of give you that, "yeah, it's okay." We ask for forgiveness, and it actually helps to diffuse the situation. Don't misunderstand me. Forgiving people is not easy, and we all struggle with it. And it's hard for many of us to simply say, "I'm sorry," let alone tell somebody that's wronged us, "I forgive you." Brothers and sisters, if anybody during this time had a right to be angry, it certainly would have been Jesus Christ. Think about it. Jesus Christ was betrayed by one of his own disciples, his inner circle, one of his 12 best friends. He was savagely beaten. Jesus Christ was spit on. Jesus Christ was mocked. They put a crown of thorns onto his head, pushed it down, put a coat on him, and gave fake homage to him. He was despised. And he was finally nailed on a cross after having to carry that cross for over a mile. And for what? Because he spoke the truth. We must remember that forgiveness is not a response to anything. Rather, it's what we learn from the Gospels, always making a witness to the love of God. Jesus' immediate forgiveness reveals that forgiveness is simply the fruit of the deeper virtue that dwells within the soul. And it's always ready, and it's always alive. It is the love of a friend and enemy which Jesus commanded us, and that love is the source of his power. You can kill me, but you can't make me hate you, was the message. Violence and the harm of others by force are commonplace in this broken world, but they are not true power. The true power of God, the power of love, cannot be mitigated or tempered by force. It transcends the deserving and the undeserving. It transcends even virtue or people with a lack of virtues. The point of Jesus' first word is that God loves the wolf no less than he does the lamb. If our Savior can, after having endured all that he had, if he can forgive people that had done this to him, then let us follow his example and at least try to find forgiveness in our own hearts. By doing this, we too can follow Christ in the example that he set for us on his cross. My brothers and sisters, we need to pray not just for Christ's mercy and forgiveness, but we need to pray for the strength and the courage to extend forgiveness to those that are around us. The second word.